Blog Talk Radio.
For me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Good morning, this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and this is Blog Talk Radio, March 11, 2023, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are taking charge and living life to the fullness. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host on today, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right into it. Announcement. Please keep this ministry, the Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., in your prayers as we undergo changes and restructuring. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. Thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this continuing month of 2023. Grandison Temple Church of God in Christ, we are in our Women's Conference 2023, April the 14th through the 16th. Come on, women, women in red, redeemed through the blood, washed in the blood, covered by the blood, coming from Hebrews 9:14, Friday night, April the 14th at 7 o'clock p.m., and our speaker going to be the Elder Wendy Young. And then on Sunday, April the 16th at our 10:15 service, speaker would be the pastor, Glennis Sanders. And then on that Sunday afternoon at 3:30, can we say 3:30, April the 16th, our first lady, Lady Dorothy Gibbs, she will be speaking at 3:30 p.m. on that afternoon. Come on and join us, Women in Red. And our pastor is the administrative assistant, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs, 5526 South State Street, Branderson Temple Church of God in Christ. Now, if you're blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text at 309-750-7584 or email capital AMAZEEN GRACEMINISTRIES at gmail.com. And we are on the air every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And we have exciting lessons. So please tune in. And to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/1220649. Our lesson explained. When you begin to prepare a meal, specific ingredients that need to be used in order to complete the dish. There are millions upon millions of cookbooks that list different dishes with specific ingredients that you need to follow in order to make a dish. But then you have various people that go to school to learn how to cook. Those schools are called culinary arts or culinary schools. Those schools teach you the specifics of cooking, what temperature, how many items needed to be cooked, developed, the appropriate knife skills, and knowing the correct seasoning and or the right ingredients to go with the right dishes. In addition, how to salt correctly. We have a word on today that will captivate your mind, illuminate your heart, and lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to greater peace, to greater hope, and closer to Jesus as we set the pace for victory. The theme for this month of March is weaponizing yourself. The lesson for this second Saturday in March is the salt in us enough for the world to see? I'm going to say it again. Is the salt in us enough for the world to see? Coming from Matthew 15:13-16, I'll be reading from the King James Version. And it says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. John 14:12, King James Version. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works that these shall do, because I go unto my Father. Isaiah 62:6, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. O Jerusalem, I have postponed watchmen on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, all you who pray to the Lord. I have some keywords, objective. The objective of this lesson will focus on understanding that we are the salt and light of the world. We are called to bear fruit. That means to do greater work. Keyword, salt. Salt is a white crystalline substance which gives seawater its characteristic taste. It's used for seasoning or preserving food. Spice. Spice is an aromatic or pungent vegetable substance used to flavor food like cloves, pepper, or mace. Then you say seasoning. Seasoning, salt, herbs or spices added to food to enhance the flavor. The flavoring, salt and pepper, spices, condiments, dressings. Spice, aromatic or pungent vegetable substance used to flavor few food cloves. Pepper, garlic powder, lowry seasoned salt, those are spices. Flavor. Flavor is the distinctive taste of a food or drink. Us. used by a speaker to refer to him or herself and one or more other people as the object of a verb or preposition. Enough, as much or as many as required, or as many of something as required, greater of an extent, amount or intense considerably above the normal average of, or ability, quality, or immense considerably above the normal average. Works, activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. Being engaged in physical or mental activity in order to achieve a purpose or result, especially in one's job or do work. Christians, a person who has received Christians, we or us, baptism or is a believer in Christianity. Let's review the lesson. The Bible in Matthew 5:13-16 gives us a clear picture that Christians are the salt and light of the world we live in. Therefore, what does it mean that we, Christians, are the salt? Salt is an ingredient that flavors food. It preserves and has several other functions. When you begin to prepare a meal, there is a specific ingredient that's needed to be used in order to complete the dish. There are millions upon millions of cookbooks that list different dishes with specific ingredients that you need to follow in order to make a dish. In addition, various people go to school to learn how to cook. They are called culinary arts or culinary schools to know the specifics, what temperature and how items needed to be cooked or have advanced knife skills, that is all in seasoning or knowing the right ingredients to go with the right dish. In the kitchen, there's no ingredient more important than salt. Aside from being one of the five basic tastes, salty, sweet, bitter, sour, and umami. Salt has properties that release food molecules into the air, giving the food a fragrance, an integral part of taste. If you've ever eaten your favorite food while suffering a cold, you will know just how important smell is. Salt also has different types, which are important to distinguish between. There are several different types of salt, but for this lesson, we're only going to deal with five. We have the table salt, number one. The most common is harvested from salt deposits found underground. It's highly refined and finely ground, with impurities and traces minerals removed in the process. Then there's kosher salt, or kosher or koshering salt. In the U.S., it's flakier and coarser grain than regular table salt. Its large grain size make it perfect for sprinkling on the top of the meat, where it releases a surprising blast of flavor. Kosher salt also dissolves quickly, making it a perfect all-purpose cooking salt. Number three, sea salt. Harvested from evaporated seawater, sea salt is usually unrefined and coarser grained than table salt. It also contains some of the minerals from where it was harvested, zinc, potassium, and iron among them, which gives sea salt a more complex flavor profile. Number four, rock salt. Rock salt is used for making ice cream and de-icing. Rock salt is paired with ice in old-fashioned hand-cranked ice cream makers to regulate the temperature. You can also use it to de-ice your sidewalks and driveways in the winter months. And number five, the Himalayan peak salt. Of the different types of salt, the Himalayan salt is the purest form of salt in the world and is harvested by hand from Kira salt mine in the Himalayan mountains of Pakistan. Its colors range from off-white to deep pink. Rich in minerals, it contains 84 natural minerals and elements found in the human body. Himalayan salt is used in spa treatment as well as the kitchen. Its mineral content gives a bolder flavor than many other salts, so use it as cooking and finishing salt. Himalayan salt retains temperature for hours, and unfinished pieces often appear in shops as lamps. How often salt loses its flavor? Common salt comprises a very stable, simple chemical compound called sodium chloride, which has a salty flavor. As table salt, it typically also contains minor amounts of additives to keep it from flowing. As it is so chemically stable, sodium chloride would not lose its saltiness, even after being stored for many years. However, there are ways in which salt may appear to lose its saltiness. Historically, salt has been obtained from crude sources such as salt marshes and minerals such as rock salt. This contains the stable sodium chloride plus other components. Sodium chloride is readily water soluble, so if this crude salt were exposed to condensation of rainwater, the sodium chloride would be dissolved and removed, and the salt could, in fact, lose its saltiness. Also, the salty flavor is detected by our sense of taste. If there was a psychological change in the functioning of our taste buds, salt consumed may no longer taste the same. But this would not be due to inherent changes in the salt itself. Sodium chloride can lose its salty flavor by reacting with another molecule with precipitation of another salt. Add copper sulfate and you get copper chloride salt with sodium sulfate in solution. So for salt to loss is pungent saltiness or changes its physical composition, it would have to be diluted in water because it is non-reactive in its crystalline form. Or electricity would have to be introduced to force the sodium chloride into its iconic component, thereby changing its chemical composition. So for the Christian, who is the salt of the earth? To lose his or her degree of saltiness, the gospel would have to be diluted in his or her life. This person is to be a complacent Christian, the person who does not protect the truth of the gospel in his life from Satan's deceit and attacks. This is the Christian who is not sober or vigilant to the adversary, the devil. 1 Peter 5:8-9, King James Version, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So I ask, what type of salt are you? What aroma are you? Are you bitter to touch? Can you season the lives of others with God's word, or have you evaporated? The scriptures state that greater works will they do because the Comforter has come. Therefore, because the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, has come, we, the Christians, have the ability to do greater works and bear fruit. John 14:12, King James Version, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. We also have been called to bear fruit in John 15:8. Jesus told the disciples, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. Why? Because then the world can see the results of a spirit-filled life. That is what we are here for, to put God on display to the world. Colossians 1:10 says, walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work. Good works are fruit. When we live a life of good works, the world will see and glorify our Father in heaven. We have the victory. The Bible also states that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In addition, when the Christian comes in a room where there's confusion, that Christian has the power to declare peace, and God will act in the Christian to bring about peace in the room. Mark 4:39, King James Version, it says, and he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. We are the light of the world, so we shine, so the world would see Christ through us and glorify him. God's attribute is love, and we are to walk in that attribute. So we are to love one another as ourselves. John 1 John 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Examples of the attributes of love: speaking blessings to people that don't speak back, giving to help others that are in need, sharing the gospel with God's door open when God's opened the door. Not walking in fear, but in the authority that has been given us through Jesus Christ. We, Christians, plant the seed. That's the gospel. And the water, the seed. We water the seed. But God brings forth the increase. Let's read the scripture because the word is alive. 1 Corinthians 3:5-7, King James Version said, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? but ministering by whom ye believe. Even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Matthew 5:13, and I'll be reading from the ESV version. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Ephesians 5:8. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. John 8:12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Isaiah 11:2-3, and this is the King James Version. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit and knowledge of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Luke 14:34, and this is the ESV version. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? Ephesians 5:11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Philippians 2:15, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. Mark 16:15, he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. In conclusion, here are some questions we need to ask ourselves. What type of salt am I? What aroma am I? Am I bitter to touch? Can I season the lives of others with God's word, or have I evaporated? So how do I apply the right seasoning in order to plant the right seed? Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the everlasting Father, and we thank you on this morning. Lord God, we come to say thanks because you woke us up this morning, God. And if you don't do anything else, you've done enough, God. Hallelujah. You gave us breath in our bodies, God. You allowed us to sit up, wake up, and open our eyes, God. And we thank you. Lord God, we thank you for this lesson, Lord God, because, Lord, we don't want to lose our flavor, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, restore the salt that need to be restored, God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God. Help us in our endeavors, Lord God, to do your will, God. Not our will, but thy will be done. Lord God, we thank you for this lesson, Dr. Carey, on this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for the knowledge and power that you give her, Lord God, to share with us, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to look on your people everywhere, Lord God. Look on the listeners, God, one by one, name on name, God. Do something special for them, God. Somebody need a touch, God. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. Lord God, meet the need. Hallelujah. Somebody, Lord God, need a touch. Touch, God. Touch in Jesus' name. Touch, God. And then, Lord God, look on my pastor, Lord God. Superintendent Dr. Byron L. Gibbs, Lord, and Lord and Lady Gibbs, God. And then, Lord God, look on our assistant pastor, Elder Reginald Johnson, Lord God. Lord God, look on the mothers, Lord God. Look on Mother God, man. Look on Mother Gibbs, Mother McCall, Mother Carpenter, Mother Luckett, God. Hallelujah. Look on Mother Norman and Mother Maxine, God. Look on Mother Christine in Texas, God. Oh, God, then go over in Indiana, God, and touch Sister Peck, God. You know what she needs, God. Faithful listener, God. Oh, God, meet the need. Do it for her right now, God. Hallelujah. All the unspoken requests, God. Hallelujah. Meet the need, God. Oh, God, look on the ministerial staff, God. Oh, God, we know you able. Look on Mother Florida, God. Hallelujah. Touch her, Lord God. Then go to the hospital, God. You know what the people need. Look on my sister, God. Hallelujah. Give her strength, God. Give her strength where she's weak, God. Look on the bereaved family today, God. Look on the Norman family, God. Hallelujah. Touch that family, Lord God. Give them the strength that they need to go through, God. Continue to look on the Gibbs family in their bereavement times, God. And then, Lord God, look on Dad Ellis, God. Look on the elders, God, the ministers, God. Hallelujah. The deacons, God. Look on Deacon Grafton that's in the hospital, God. Touch him, God. Give him strength, God. Strengthen his body. Look on Deacon Fondry, God. Oh, God, look on the ushers, God, the doorkeepers, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the lay members, God. And then, Lord God, I just ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, God, knowingly and unknowingly, God. Forgive us for our slothfulness, Lord God. Forgive us for our shortcomings, God. Bring us up, God, to where we need to be, God. And then, Lord God, do for us that which only you can do, God. Do for us that we can't do for ourselves, God. Hallelujah. Then strengthen us to do for ourselves, God. And, Lord God, we're giving you the glory. We're giving you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in today to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is Dr. Maria Carey, the CEO and president. And today's host was your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in next week. Dr. Carey will be returning 9 o'clock, same time. And just be encouraged on today. And you know what? Be safe. And just have a glorious day on purpose. Be blessed.